Doc, how good did it feel to have all the pieces of the puzzle find up?
It was nice. You know, it was really nice. You know, and I liked a lot of things we did. I liked a little small lineup with Sham and Kawhi and PG and Pat. We never did it with Lou, so all the shooters on the floor. So I did like that. I liked our movement offensively. So, you know, it was good. It's a good win for us. We just needed to get a win and get back to being normal, you know, as much as we can.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to the hottest team in the West's longest running podcast, the legendary Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Kowild, sticking it to my former employer tonight.
Oh, and with me, Big John Studd. You know him as Burbank Hank. I call him Henry Dibman. He's my best friend.
Toot toot!
He toots his own horn because Kawhi Leonard said, you know what, Gordon's fisherman? I don't care about your fish sticks. I don't care about DeMar DeRozan's questionable cornrows.
His cornrows are spread real wide.
They go the wrong way.
He does not have the same thick, luscious mane of hair that Kawhi Leonard has.
No, and Kawhi, that picture of his fro from this past summer when he was golfing, I believe, in Hawaii, his fro picture.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God, I got to show it to you. It's amazing. So amazing.
Amazing.
But this was the first game that Kawhi did not have 30 or more in forever, like 9 games.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Because he beat his old employer, okay? Pop. They didn't believe him when he said, I've got a real bad injury. They said, well, let our team doctors look at you. And he's like, I've already been looked at by specialists. Yeah. And they said, well, we don't believe you. And Kawhi said, trade me to LA. And they sent him to another country, Canada. And then he won it all and said, suck on your fish sticks, Mr. Gordon Popovich.
Now, if you're not following this, Chris believes that Greg Popovich
put him in a yellow raincoat.
Looks like the Gordon's Fisherman from Fish Sticks box you can buy in your freezer section at your local
Gordon's
grocery
fisherman.
Store. I know you don't.
So Kawhi Leonard goes and wins it all, and now he's on the Clippers, the hottest team in the West, alone in second place in the West, only ahead of them in the win-loss column in the West are the LA Lakers, who, by the way, not as good at Staples Center. We got, I believe, 22 wins, 5 losses in Staples Center. Those guys, 16-7. I mean, they are really falling behind us in the Staples Center WL tally. But regardless, Hank, it was a great game. That's 8 wins in a row for Kawhi Leonard's Clippers. So when Kawhi Leonard is active, we win. When he's not active, we lose. So we're 8-2 out of the last 10.
We saw it tonight. The lead slipped away from us there.
I know.
And
we were down 15, I believe.
At the point we were watching the game, and I was like, whoa, 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 where'd the lead go? And you said, Kawhi's out.
Kawhi's out. Right. Oh, yes.
Came back in, we got it back.
That was just, we were down 2-3-4 maybe. And then Kawhi comes back, and we put him down,
and look,
shut him
this
down.
This was a tight game in that we never had more than a 5-point lead, whereas the Spurs had a 15-point lead.
15.
And basically from halfway 15. Through the first quarter, well into the second half, they had double-digit lead on us nonstop.
I always get confused.
Nearly the
Keep
end
talking.
Of the game,
yes,
they had a 5-point lead on us.
I know.
And we just kept scrapping, kept fighting. And if you want to talk just for 1 second about game stats.
I do want to talk about that.
There were two stats that were very troubling. We were very close in rebounds. We were very close.
Paul George, 12 rebounds.
Close-ish in assists and steals and all that.
Right.
We had 2 blocks. They had 9 blocks.
Go, but they're bigger than us.
They had 6 turnovers. We had 12 turnovers.
How
so
do we win?
Is because we're,
How
because
do
we're great.
We win
because
that
we're
game?
Great and because the lady fans of the Los Angeles Clippers are
Way
very sexy.
Looking. Way better looking.
And the gentleman fans of the Los Angeles
Handsomer.
Clippers are very handsome.
Handsomer.
And Spurs fans are just junky, janky, and terrible.
Well, you know they play
it comes
over.
Down to the fans,
yep.
fans.
Yep, it sure does. They play over there at the rodeo and pork rind. Coliseum or whatever it's called, and they got it. You know, we have a Grammy trip. Like we have to go
have a rodeo
on the road.
Trip.
They have a rodeo trip.
Literally,
where they literally bring in clowns and garbage cans.
Oh, the rodeo! No, hold
run
on.
After them.
Hold on. As a Texas man,
you're not a Texas
with
man.
Texas roots.
Yes, you have roots in Houston.
I will not hear you disparage the fine tradition of American rodeo.
I absolutely will. We had a rodeo street in Los Angeles. We now name it Obama Street. Because we don't like rodeos in L.A.
And did they rename Rodeo to Obama? Obama, by the way, we're not being funny. There's Rodeo.
There's a Rodeo. That's still there.
Oh, sure. They're not going to rename that.
No. And Rodeo is no longer Rodeo.
You're
it's
kidding?
Obama. I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding? I don't
I'm
drive.
I'm not kidding.
I haven't made that drive in years because I don't live in
Hollywood.
I know.
And I make the drive all the time.
Yeah, because you live in the South Bay.
And I'm telling you, it's Obama. It's Obama. I don't know if it's Obama Place, Street, or Avenue, but Rodeo is Obama. Now, look. Here's the deal. The Clippers won. The Clippers are winners. The Clippers are alone in second place. The
Big
Clippers
win, 105-108.
Are over 700. Scrappy. We got to be there. We got to be playing 700 ball because it's real tough in the wild, wild west.
I'd like to also say, Clippers fans, like, I've seen some stuff happening on the Clippers Facebook page and on social media about, oh, the Clippers is barely squeaking by. Let me explain something to you.
Squeaking.
When you're a team.
Squeaking.
Well, listen.
We've
the
only
Spurs,
had the pieces three
the
times.
The Spurs don't have a 500 record, and we beat them by 3 points, but the truth is that when you are a team like the Clippers that has stars on it, people bring their best game.
They
and the downside, the double-edged sword of Patrick Beverley, who, by the way, is my favorite Clipper.
Oh, he's the heart and soul.
I was telling
soul.
Chris tonight, if I decided to buy a Clippers jersey,
it'd be Beverley.
It would be Patrick Beverley. That is my favorite Clipper since Blake Griffin.
Yeah, dude.
Is that people want to play you even harder.
Absolutely. They so circle are, you on the
so,
calendar.
So, and listen, the Clippers used to be like this. When the Clippers were terrible, we would suddenly beat the Lakers.
Sure,
we would suddenly beat the
Spurs. Beat the champion Celtics.
We would suddenly beat
Doc Rivers' Celtics.
We would suddenly beat these aces teams because people would come in. It's called a trap game.
Sure. Not anymore, though. Now we're the favorites.
And now we're the ones that people are bringing their whole game to. And we beat them. They outscored us by 10 points in the first quarter. We outscored them by 1 point in the second quarter. But
so that's
then,
a negative -9 at the half.
But then in the third quarter.
We're a third quarter team.
We certainly are that. We outscored them by 12 points.
Oh, that's it.
Tied them up in the fourth quarter, 23-23, and won by 3 points.
There you go, plus three.
Some really great heads-up defense. Some really great play at
Murderers
the end of the game.
Row yeah. at the end. Of the game yeah. is why we won. And who is Murderers Row? We've got the 420 Club, man. The Four Horsemen.
There's a lot of bits happening right now, and I'm here for it.
We got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams. All four of those guys can light you up, and Pat Beverley can lock you down on defense. Talk to LeBron on Christmas Day. Talk to LeBron on Christmas night. What did Pat Beverley do? Just knock the ball out of his dumb hands. So Murderers Row, all five were there, were available. We were healthy for only the third team, I believe, third time all season. Now, before we get into anything else, Hank!
What?
Trade deadline.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Thursday. I still say.
3 p.m. Eastern time? Is that time? Is that what it is?
Yeah, nooners. Nooners. I still say we stand pat. Let's find out.
Listen, I'm so nervous, Purvis.
Nervous, Nelly? Nervous, Purvis.
I'm really nervous, Purvis, about the trade deadline.
Well, I got you some medicine.
I will say this.
Right here in the Vivid Seats Studios. You drink
no
this.
Cracking a beer?
It's oral
I'll
medicine.
Drink this sparkling water that you just opened. It's a domestic beer, so that's like sparkling water.
Yeah. Well, if you're not going to drink it,
look,
I certainly will.
I have to say that here's my concern.
Yeah.
My concern ultimately is that some of our guys are underperforming. It's very easy to look at the guys' stat lines and see.
Landry Shamet.
Now, look.
Shamet's been
look,
coming alive.
JaMychal Green got hot tonight. He got, hit three threes. I don't have the stat in front of me. I want to say he was 3 of 7, maybe, off the top of my head.
Sure. I'll double check. Keep going.
Look that up. But, like, you know that I love Mo, but he hasn't been playing great. You know that I love Zubats.
Switched his number. He switched his number, Mo Harkless.
You know that I love Zubats, but he hasn't been playing great. I think that
played great tonight, I thought.
I think that he's a big you could move. You could move Mo, even though I would hate to lose him because I love him.
I read a great
but
tweet
I
tonight.
Don't, but let me say this. Yep. I don't want to move anybody because I ultimately feel like everyone's finally healthy. And what I would really like to see is the final 40 games of the season with these guys working their lineup. When we saw Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, and Patrick Beverley on the floor tonight, I thought, please, 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 Jerry, just leave it alone.
You're talking to Jerry West,
just
the logo.
Leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Leave
hey,
it
whatever Jerry
does,
Jerry knows.
But the truth is, you can always make improvements. I just feel like I start to worry about the law of diminishing returns when you start to trade chemistry for skill sets.
Okay.
And I really do wonder, this is a real question. This is not a redundant question. What do you call it? Rhetorical question.
A rhetorical.
I really do wonder at what point getting a better player – hurts you because they've never played with this team before. Like, and I'm open Clippers fans. If you want to go onto our Twitter and tweet at us and tell me how many
Clipcast.
tell me you don't think it's too late.
I'll tell you what though.
But I worry.
Any trade we make isn't one of our top six guys.
But that's not true. Chris, the people that they're talking about trading include Montrez.
Who's they?
The trade talkers.
So the dummies on Twitter.
I wouldn't say that. It's
I would.
A great swath of social media of all sports
right.
fans.
First of all, Landry Shamet had a hiccup.
We shouldn't share a beer because I have a sore throat.
You don't touch my beer. I mean medicine.
Sparkling water.
Landry Shamet had
He
had a hiccup. He only scored 2 points. I'm going to ask you this question, Hank. Did you watch... Lord, you could just open. It's an audio format, and you chose to cough on an audio show as opposed to a crisp, clean can opening. Idiots. Let me ask you this question. How many Clippers did Doc play tonight? That's the question. Do you know? Take a guess. How many Clippers did he activate?
I'm going to guess 10.
Bing, 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 bing.
Did
absolutely
nail it?
Correct. Yeah. Nailed. Yeah. 10 players. How many of those 10 got in double digits?
I'm going to guess... Oh, well, I know... 5.
Oh, my God. He's hot, folks.
Did I get it right?
He's hot.
Yeah.
Can you name...
Because Zubats was 9.
Can you name the double digit Clippers tonight? Knowing I just told you Landry Shamet had a hiccup and didn't really play
well. No, it's the guys that we already named. It's Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, and Patrick Beverley.
Murderers. Row and J. Mike and Ivica, right on the cusp with 9 each, and that's going to get her done.
And go and listen. If you didn't watch the game, go back and rewatch it because Patrick Beverley also has stuff. There, he had.
Oh
those,
yeah, the intangibles.
He had those intangible moments that are not going to show up on the set.
And I feel like each intangible was also untangible.
No, it's not. You don't understand how words work.
No, language good. Kawhi Leonard, 8 for 17. Montrezl Harrell, 7 for 11. Poor Lou couldn't get her going tonight, 3 for 12. Paul George, 6 for 13. Patrick Beverley shooting 500, 50%, 4 for 8.
By the way, I was wrong.
4 for 7 from 3, and Pat Beverley hit a big 3 from the corner.
And by the way, I was wrong. Jermichael Green was 3 for 7 from 3, but Patrick Beverley was 4 of 7. So I like that.
I love it because that is enough to get you that ball.
Oh, he shot 40% from the 3, which is really nice.
Lights out. Lights yeah. out.
Well, I mean, lights are still on a little, but.
No, you're absolutely right because the lights were out when the Sucktown Kanks came in and shot over 50% and nailed 21 threes.
Did you call them the Sucktown Kanks?
The Sucktown Kanks.
Kankosaurs?
My new nickname for the Sucktown Kanks of Sacramento Whoa. Capital City.
That I don't like.
I don't like the Sucktown Kanks. DNP last night versus the Spurs. P. Patterson, Pat flicks and chills.
Yeah, he looked like he was icing his shoulder.
Yeah, and I like your take on Pat Patterson.
He's manspreading on the
bench. He manspreads the bench.
He's so Rajual Butler, casual, spread out on the bench. I really liked it.
Jerome Robinson, also a DNP as well as Motley. Now, I talk about Jerome Robinson DNPing because you look on Twitter, and that's why I called him dummies, and so many people are like, let's just trade Jerome Robinson, Mo Harkless, and pick another Clipper that's not working out that nobody likes and get somebody good for him.
Why would the other team do that?
Also,
why would the other side want bad players?
Yeah, unless they're trying to dump salary. But the truth is that Mo Harkless, I still think
is I love gonna, Mo
can be great in the back half of the
Jerome
season.
Jerome Robinson can't, though.
Mo Harkless was great 10 games ago.
Look, Mo Harkless hasn't been steady, sturdy. He hasn't been consistent. That being said, he was great in the postseason for Portland last year.
He's
saw it.
He's been good for us this season off and
he
on.
He has been good. He got the start tonight. I like him,
Let me ask
by
you
the
something.
Way,
when the Bulls
starter.
Won championships, did Steve Kerr was Steve Kerr the hero of every game?
Oh, my God. Exactly. Look, Mo Harkless
good
is...
Good players are ready to play.
Out of your 10 guys, Murderer's Row is 5. Insert Landry Shamet here. That's 6. And then, you know, Mo Harkless is like 7. Or Ivica is 7 and Mo Harkless is 8. You know what I mean? You got Rodney McGrudes, but then all of a sudden, actually, J. Michael Green. So it's you could just shuffle the deck in
well,
the bottom
J.
four.
J. Michael Green is a priority
J.
over
Mike.
Rodney
McGruder.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, we got a big, 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 big show. We've got champions, are Doc Rivers.
Do we finish?
No, not at all. We're about
we're just getting started.
We're about to toss to not a
commercial. We have audio today.
We have audio. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Which you'll hear after this commercial. I'm kidding. We're going to go to the audio first. We've got big, bright, shining stars on this show, including guys with rings, former coach champion Doc Rivers. We already heard from him to start the show. And we've got big-time former champion and two-time NBA Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, who, by the way, has got jokes.
Big night for you getting your jersey retired later tonight. What are your emotions like heading into tonight?
You know, just a great honor. You know, just another step in my career. And, you know, just shows, you know, hard work paid off. And, you know, I was able to reach that goal when I was there to be able to become a pro.
Quite following up on that, are you taking the plane with the rest of the staff and some of the players?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
How are you getting down there?
I'm going to walk.
Walk.
I'm taking a different plane.
Oh my God, can you believe he walked?
He didn't walk.
He walked all the way to San Diego.
No, he did not walk.
I mean, it's one thing
to
make a joke about it, but then he walked
on his feet.
So wait, did he walk on the freeway?
He must.
Did he walk down the beach?
I think he walked down the beach on the sand.
No, that's nice. Now, here's the thing you should know, Kawhi. When you walk down the beach on the sand, when there's one set of footprints, that's when I am carrying you.
That's when your giant hands are carrying
that's
you.
That's when you're walking on your hands.
And like your fingers, your giant fingers are making the one set of footprints, and the rest of your eight giant
now
fingers
you
are carrying
have,
you.
You have or you have not seen the really funny meme that's going around Twitter where it's Paul George and Kawhi, and their hands are, they're high-fiving each other, sort of.
Right.
And Kawhi Leonard's hands are so much bigger than Paul George's. And then there's a really funny one where they're like, comically enormous, big, crazy, big,
I have
fat,
not
Who Framed Roger Rabbit hands.
Please tweet that out at me.
I never will.
Tweet it towards me.
I never will.
Tweet it near me. I want to see these memes. You know I love memes. Here's the great thing that happened last Sunday. Clippers get a W. Day game. Excuse me, Saturday. Clippers get a W. Day game. Golly, I don't even remember who we played. It was some bunch of jerks. We just beat the Spurs. It was some lousy team that came in. Oh, Timberwolves.
Oh, it was Sacramento.
Yeah, no, it was Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah, Timberwolves.
We lost. Yeah. We lost to Sacramento. Timberwolves, who hadn't won since January 9th, a month of losing, came in and continued that loss streak. But what was great about that game was we had all the pieces finally for the first time in forever. We get the W during the day game. That night, San Diego State, who, by the way, are on a tear, the Aztecs, they retire Kawhi's college number. Everybody on the Clippers is there. It's a great picture at LA Clippers that they posted.
Not everybody.
All the team was there. The entire team
not
was there.
Not in the photo.
Yeah, I counted the guys. It was 13 guys.
Pat Beverly's not in the photo. Lou Williams not in the photo.
No, Lou's in that photo.
Pat Beverly's not.
Oh, get out of here.
You think we'll look on the break.
You think Lou Williams didn't go down?
We'll look on the break and see if it's really all the guys.
I counted 13.
Anyway, make your point that might be...
It was a beautiful,
moot,
wonderful, there's Ballmer, there's Doc, everybody's arm in arm, there's Kawhi with his beautiful wife and children, there he is with his family, there he is with his former coach. The reason I'm going to bring this up, and then I'm going to play some more audio from Kawhi Leonard before we go to our first commercial. There was a lot of brouhaha two clip casts ago about
Clippers.
Well,
I like brew, and I like
and I like the ha-has. There was Clipper chemistry. Is it an issue because of some thing that was written on The Athletic, who's one of our sponsors, and we talked all about it, and we said no, we poo-pooed this rumor.
Also, don't you think we should defend Jovan a little bit?
Please do,
because it feels, if you read the article,
okay, and you did,
the article
and
doesn't.
I skimmed it also,
but it doesn't feel to me like quite the shred piece that the byline
that the
suggests.
Headline suggests, yes. And we talked about Fluffernutter. We talked about
it. And so it feels a little like...
It was a nutty headline with a bunch of fluff piece.
Yeah, it feels a little like Jovan got a little thrown under the bus.
Now, but
we don't know who wrote the headline. Sometimes, believe it or not,
the editor
journalists
does.
Write a piece. We don't know that.
Right.
You know.
I'm confident Jovan didn't write the headline. I know he co-wrote that article with Sam Amick, I believe. I'm not saying... Sam Amick wrote the headline, and I'm trying to be
probably
quite...
Probably Sam Tripoli did.
Trying to be quite amicable. Anyway, sorry, folks, dad jokes. Here's the thing. Since that piece was written,
I am actually noticing in the locker room, it's actually even looser than before. An already loose locker room. I was in there.
Like sometimes somebody says that you and your wife fight all the time and it means you fight less. Like you get called out, sometimes it makes you want to act a little better. Wow. I mean, not you and your wife, because
that got real quick.
I was saying not you specifically. I meant like the universal you.
But you looked right at me when you said
it. But if I'm being specific.
And then you tore a picture of me and my wife up in front of me, which I thought was weird.
Well, your wife gave me a bunch of pictures of you and said, anytime it helps,
just tear this up. and then paste the picture of me, Chris's wife, on this bottle of lotion.
And then whenever I tear up the pictures, she's at home going, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm in the locker room. And this is literally what's happening. Clippers players are icing out journalists. They're not talking to them. They'll talk to the TV cameras, like, you know, Prime Ticket, whatever. You just watch the game and Jamie DiMaggio, whatever name is,
comes
in.
Wait,
is that true? Bro, Montrez and Kawhi and Paul George are literally texting each other. Bro, check your text. Literally, like... texting each other.
But not talking to the journalists.
Not talking to the journalists. Laughing at one another. I can't say what Montrez said. I'll say it off air, but I can't say it on air.
Oh, my.
They're actually looser because of this article.
Yeah, it brought them together.
I like the article. I like that the article happened because it makes them angry at the journalists. Fine, pick a common scapegoat bad guy. Be mad at me. I don't care. But play the game, and they have been, and they're the hottest team in the West. They're 8-2 out of their last 10. When Kawhi is active, they've won 8 in a row. So I like the article. Now I like the article. I'm glad the article brought them together, okay? And here's the thing that I want to cut to right now that's going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
That you didn't know about Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh, here I go.
Back when he was in college at San Diego State, here's what he loved to do and learned to do.
You know, besides basketball, I mean, just the overall, you know, life of there, you know, be able to wear, you know, shorts, t-shirts throughout the whole year, you know, just hanging out with some of my teammates off the floor, just going to our first, you know, college parties, or just my first time driving to beaches and learning how to surf.
Dude, don't drop in on the claw.
You have to think with
his
those,
hands are like paddles,
those
like
big
oars.
Paddle hands, he must be able to
oars.
Paddle. Guaranteed so much.
It's just every wave, Holly
boy. Oh my
boy.
Gosh, you think that he's a tall guy? You really think he could surf? Why not? Just a big board.
I just get a bigger board,
you got
bro.
Big waves.
Oh my God, my
this
dream.
Isn't skate-
my dream is to surf with Kawhi.
Listen, here's the first thing you should know, Clippers fans.
I surf with the claw.
Kelly Slater is like 5'9".
Right. Most surfers.
Mick Fanning is like 5'8". Like pro
surfers are
small because they're Grom size.
And they're
that's
wiry.
Why Groms rip.
And they're wiry.
Because they get, well, sometimes they're really shredded, but they're definitely lean.
Right.
But like, it's a tough thing for a tall person to be a great surfer.
Absolutely. We're not tall guys. And
no, we're
great
not tall guys. We're average height guys.
God, who is a better surfer? Henry Dittmann, Burbank Hank, Chris Kawhild, or Kawhi Leonard? Who's the better surfer?
Toot toot.
Okay, so Hank thinks he is. He just tooted his own horn into the mic. If you,
by the way, I don't
guys,
have to do it right into the mic.
If you guys could see what a jerk Hank is when he toots his own horn, he leans in.
I make
in.
Everything stop.
He leans in.
I lean in and go. Toot,
like
toot.
The cat who ate the canary.
Yeah, what's crazy
canary.
Is that I lean in and then I do it very softly. I could just do it from up here. Is there any difference between this toot toot and this toot toot?
Stupid.
I can't wait to listen
you
and tell.
So stupid.
Clippers fans really want to hear about the toot toot.
All right, let's go to our first commercial. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We've got one more home game versus the Miami Heat, who are going to obviously be out for blood.
Oh,
because
boy.
We punked them in Miami in Florida.
BT big time. We whooped them up.
We whooped them. They are now, they were a losing team on the road. I guess they must have won their last road game because now they are a 500 road team.
I hope they enjoyed that.
Tomorrow night, or tonight when you're listening, rather, the Lakers, L word, play the Spurs. Second night of a back-to-back. And then Wednesday night, we play Miami Heat, who obviously we have beaten. We have a chance to series sweep Miami Heat, which is what we did versus the number two seed in the East, Toronto Raptors, the champs, which is what we got done to us.
The Stop Bucks. Calling them the champs,
the
dude.
Bucks swept us.
Stop calling them the champs.
Well, the Raptors are the champs.
I know, but...
Kawhi's Raptors.
I mean...
So we swept them. Do we sweep Miami Wednesday night, Hank, for our last homestand? And I'm just guessing we're the best home team in the West. And, you know, we do have the most wins at home at 21. That's 22 Staples Center wins, but 21 of them were home games. Utah technically is 18-4. They have one less loss, but they have three less wins. So one could argue that the Clippers are the best home team in the West. So do we go and hold on and beat and sweep Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, others?
Look, yes. First of all,
a lot of young folks.
You know that I'm the realist.
Yes.
When it comes to making these calls, unfortunately, right. I have been right more often than I'd like. Mm. But you
were wrong about the 9-game stretch.
I want to believe, and I'm going to say, in the hopes of visualizing it and bringing it into fruition.
Sure.
Manifesting it, if you will.
Introduce it to the universe. Vocalize it.
That we will beat the Heat.
We will beat the Heat.
I do think so. Now, listen, I want to say this.
I would love to sweep.
Our top seven players, eight players, are playing great.
Yeah.
Our other guys are kind of not playing great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's got to all come together, and we have a tendency to play to the level of the teams that we play against, and so we'll see what happens, but I think we beat the Heat.
We went into Miami. Miami had the best home record in all of the NBA at the time. I believe it was 20-1 or 21-1, whatever it was. They'd only lost once to the Lakers of all teams in Miami. We went in and we beat them. We got to hold on. We got to win. It's the last home game before the All-Star break. Also, folks, if you follow my little ticker on Twitter, we are now 50 games down. 50 games are in the books, okay? 32 regular season games are left, and in order to get that sweet, sweet Larry O.B., we need to win 16 postseason games. We are 16 wins away, and add in those 32, I believe I just said, regular season games, win, lose, or draw. But the point is, we are halfway through Championship Island. We are halfway. It's such
crazy
a long grind.
It's crazy that there's only 32 games left.
Well, I remember a long-suffering Clipper
season.
Fan. I would always, as the nerdy numbers guy, I would always freak out about, All-Star break isn't halfway, actually.
Well, it's not.
But it is for the guys who go to the finals. It is. It is the halfway for the guys who make it to at least the Final Four, but certainly the finals. It is halfway, and I never actually thought of it that way.
No, I never did either.
Until I did this ticker. So here we are, halfway to Larry O.B. with the wins. But, you know, obviously I predict we're going to go 16-0 in the postseason and sweep our way to championship town. But regardless, it probably is not going to be that. It's going to be at least 25 games to get
there. Oh,
my gosh.
Based on what we're watching in the regular season, it's going to every series could be a slugfest.
Yes. No, look.
Some guys are going to need to get hot in the next 33 games.
We have never, ever, since 2006, won a series in less than seven. Okay?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And then if you go
say
back.
Say that again for the casual listener who was not paying attention. Listen, Chloe. Hey. Quit messing around. Listen.
Start listening.
Say it, Chris.
We have never won a playoff series in less than seven since 2006.
That's bananas.
And that was, P.S., the first playoff series we had ever won as a franchise.
We've lost some series
so
in less than seven.
Yeah, we sure have. We have, no, to be fair, the first round used to be best of five. But regardless, we have only once ever won a playoff series in less than seven. Ever. This team does it multiple times.
I hope so.
I know so. There is no way round one goes to seven. I don't think round two goes to seven.
Oh, buddy. I hope you're right, man. It's a really good Western Conference. Now, Kawhi, it's a really good league.
Kawhi round two went to seven last year with Philadelphia, and the shot, the bounces heard around the world. And then Eastern Conference Finals went to six. He didn't need seven to beat Golden State. So we'll see what happens. But I just think it's very fascinating that the All-Star break actually is the halfway point probably for these Los Angeles Clippers.
Gosh, so,
home versus Heat, we like the Clips. We like that W.
Yeah.
Then we've got a four-game road trip we'll talk about after the break.
I mean, it felt great. Get back out there with the guys. Be full strength. It's always good whenever we can do that and build towards something great. I feel good, you know, feel good. It's all about building. Again, building up towards, you know, that marathon at the end of the year. So, feel good at this point, though.
Yeah, I mean, just to have everybody back, you know, see what the rhythm is. Just for us to keep getting better, like PG was saying, just, you know, be able to, you know, work together, build to make something special happen. Just mid-season, you know, my teammates are being aggressive. I'm able to get open shots off of their attacks and drives. And, just I'm able to make shots right now.
I feel really good. My shoulder's been feeling really, really good. So that's behind me now. I don't have no second thoughts of taking contact at all. So that's kind of buried that at that point.
All right, Hank, talk to me about this roadie. Who do we got up first?
Well, we have four games in 6 days.
Four games in 6 days.
On Saturday, we play the T-Wolves.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, they reek.
But on a back-to-back, we play the Cavs. So that means that we won't have Kawhi for one game, and we'll have to see how we do. You know?
Sure. So it's a back-to-back at Minnesota on what day?
Saturday, the 8th.
And at Cleveland on Sunday.
Sunday the 9th.
Between them. They have 12 home wins. Six each. Six
home
wins.
I know, man, but we've lost to some jank-ass teams. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'll let that one.
You're going to let that go?
I'll let that one slide.
I was talking about a donkey that is janky.
The explicit, explicit label.
I didn't mean to.
By the way, I think.
For ASS, that's not so bad.
No, it's fine. I think we're the only Clippers podcast that is actually clean.
Oh, there's some that drop F-bombs galore. They love it. I don't like it.
Minnesota Timberwolves are 6-18 at home. Cleveland is 6-21 at home. Kawhi plays. I wonder if Doc doesn't start thinking about maybe, it doesn't really matter, but maybe Kawhi misses game one and starts game two. We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And we don't really need to see it, but it'd be kind of cute. Kind of cheeky.
It'd be adorbs.
You know, it's funny. Honestly.
I just thought it'd be cute.
Cheeky. Dorbs. Adorable.
And then after that?
After that, we have a day off.
Yeah, and then Tuesday the 11th, we play the 76ers.
Now, they
It's a big matchup for us because they're bigs and because Ben Simmons has been having a nice season as long as Joel Embiid's not on the floor.
They are the best team at home by far. 22-2.
Pretty good.
By far.
What about Miami? They're 22-2, aren't they?
No, Miami lost a couple, so to us, and I don't know who else because they don't care, but they're 22-3.
Well,
so it's really not that far.
Stopped caring when we beat them.
But we could go in and do Miami actually a solid and beat Philadelphia at Philadelphia, and now Philadelphia's 22-3.
Wouldn't that be nice of us?
Wouldn't be nice of us.
Help out the Heat.
Help out the Heat who we just swept, hopefully.
Plus, they just had the Super Bowl there. They need another win.
Yeah, they need to sweep up all the confetti and the J-Lo booty glitter.
Oh, boy.
She was pole dancing, and then there was a rapper rapping in Spanish spanking her. I loved every moment of it.
I know, but it's nowhere near as nasty as Adam Levine, Maroon 5, covered in tattoos and his shirt off and his low-rise jeans. Come on.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Come on, America.
No,
get over yourself.
I like Shakira and J-Lo.
Do you remember when the
mature gals.
The wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson happened?
Yeah, we were at a Super Bowl party together.
At Shiloh's house.
Uh-huh. In West Hollywood.
And it was the first time we had ever seen TiVo because he was able to run it back and we couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he was boop, 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 boop.
We were like, wow. That was like
over a decade ago.
I know.
Wow, that was a long time ago. So, look, 22-2 Philadelphia, best home team. And then a day off.
And then the Grizzlies.
No, Boston.
I'm sorry, Boston.
Yeah, I'll take the Grizzlies.
Sorry, I glanced down the schedule.
Boston Celtics 20-5. So
yeah, they're nice.
That's 5 games. 5-0, 4-1, 3-2. Talk to me. And then
on
do
the
we
four
and
games,
then do we make
are
a
we
trade?
Talking about the 4 games or the 5 games?
Talk about the 5 games, including the home W versus Miami, which we already talked about.
I think we go 4-1.
So
on the 5 games.
I mean, look, there's no shame in stumbling in Boston or in Philadelphia. Those are two great teams.
I think
teams.
We do in one of those games.
Yeah. You think so? You like us at home with Miami. You like us on the back-to-back versus the Bucks.
I'm worried about the matchup versus the 76ers.
They're big.
With their bigs.
They are giant.
That does concern me.
That's going to be a big Zubats test. We'll see what happens.
You know, I love Zubats.
Ivica.
But he's really I'm his champion.
Yo, yeah, you championed him on the show many times.
And I don't know. I want him to play. I want him to do well. There, I said it.
Do we make a trade? No, look, I think we go 5-0. I think honestly we're on a roll. I really want this 60-win season, like I've said many, many times. I'll take a 4-1, and 4-1 is fine, but this team's clicking. This team is clicking.
Yeah,
I think third time's a charm without Kawhi. We've lost 2 in a row without Kawhi. We've won 8 in a row with Kawhi. So I think we win all our Kawhi games, and I think we finally get the win without Kawhi. That's why I think we go 5-0. I think we don't quite catch up to the Lakers for the 1 seed by the All-Star break, but I do know there is a real crazy stretch of about 8 or 7 games in March where I think we're going to catch the L word and surpass them. I also like Denver right behind us. I don't even lock in the Lakers at a 2. They could stumble down to a 3. But regardless, I don't care. I don't care about any other team but the Clippers. I really want that 1 seed. I really want that 1 seed, especially for a late post-All-Star game surge into the 1. Silence all the doubters. Silence all the clickbait. Silence these commercials. I can't silence the commercials. They pay the bills. We still have heard no word on the makeup game, the postponed Lakers-Clippers game.
No, which leads me to believe it's not happening right after the All-Star game.
I mean, can't.
They'd be making... You got to give these fans who have these tickets...
Heads up.
Yeah, advance warning.
Something. And then also, you're going to tell every single Laker and every single Clipper, hey, remember that vacation you planned? Psych!
I mean, there's going to be some people who can't go to that game whenever they get the ticket. And the truth is...
But I'm talking about the players. The players love that All-Star break vacation.
Right.
They love it.
Well, they're not going to do that because they would have announced it.
I think they would have announced it.
Yeah, because they got to sell the tickets. They're not going to make the decision and sit on it.
So we've heard nothing about it. I have talked to anyone who will listen.
The only Clippers news I have heard this week is that DJ Dents is representing the Clippers
at the All-Star
game. Weekend. Yes.
I guess it's his 4th or 5th one.
DJ
Dents. We're proud of you. You know, I heard a rumor that his name was Dennis, and that's why they call him DJ Dents. It's not true. His name is not Dennis.
That's not true. You told me that years ago.
I know it was.
And I met him and I said, hey, Dennis. And he said, that's not my name. And he punched me in the face.
That's why.
He didn't punch me in the face. That's not true.
Toot, toot. I just leaned in. I leaned in and laid off it.
Don't do my toot, toot when no one's tooting their horn.
I leaned in and laid off it.
Buddy, listen.
I tooted my own horn for the Dents lie. Because I told you his name was Dennis.
It's not an appropriate use of my great, great catchphrase.
Toot, toot. It's the worst catchphrase.
It's really good. Toot, toot.
Oh, God. Are you tooting your own horn
over? Yeah, but my great catchphrase.
Tooting your own horn.
Yeah.
So Clippers All-Star break is coming up. We've got ourselves a starter, folks. Kawhi Leonard, I believe he was the 3rd highest vote getter, don't quote me, in the West. Congratulations, Kawhi.
I love it.
Paul George not going.
Oh, also, I also enjoyed Paul George's reaction to not being an All-Star. He basically said, I don't deserve to be an All-Star. He hasn't played enough games.
He hasn't played enough games, folks.
And he knows it, and I enjoy that he didn't make excuses. There are many NBA players that didn't make it.
Kyrie hasn't played enough games.
Who are grousing and griping and talking about, oh, this and that. And Paul George just said, I don't deserve it.
Who is your biggest All-Star snub?
and who do you think should have gone that didn't go?
Well, me.
I agree. I think you should have gone. I think you should DJ. I think Dennis should not DJ.
who's your snub?
I think Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, he's
and
good.
I know they are not a winning basketball team, but he is putting up such sick numbers. And since winning only counts, it seems like, for the marquee teams and the marquee players, because if winning counts, well, why the heck isn't Lou Williams going to the All-Star game? Why the heck isn't Montrezl Harrell going to the All-Star game? Because winning doesn't count. So why not send Devin Booker with his crazy statistical season? Send him to the All-Star game. But I'll tell you this, Hank. And I'm going to back it up with this.
Gross.
Toot, toot. So,
don't toot,
third
toot
point,
after you do that gross burp.
But my third point is this.
Wait, are we, Clippers... wait, I didn't say my snub yet.
Oh, you have one?
I have one.
Oh, go.
I have a snub and I have a shut up.
Oh.
My shut up is for Bradley Beal. Because I feel like Bradley Beal probably has some of the best stats of anyone who got snubbed. And I'm just tired of hearing it from Bradley Beal.
Isn't he on Washington?
Like, it can't be on a team where people get along.
Right.
Like, just get along.
Just get along, Washington.
And, like, and then before you want to argue about not getting... You know how you get on the All-Star team? By your fans voting for you.
Absolutely.
Do you know at one point, not that long ago, that there were players in the running for the All-Star game that had, like, 700,000 votes?
Right.
So if you are the star, quote-unquote, player of a, quote-unquote, NBA franchise called the Washington Wizards, and you can't get 701,000 votes, then maybe don't gripe all the time about, oh, I'm so good. Like, be more,
John Wall's
maybe,
team.
Like, don't be such a hated player on the team. Don't cause such divisiveness. There, I said it. To me, the snub that I'd like to see on the game, because I really like to see a hot rookie, is Ja.
Ja Morant.
And I say that, keeping in mind that he really took us apart when they played us the last time.
Didn't that Atlanta Hawks rookie go? What's his name? Trae Young or something? He's a rookie, isn't he?
Yeah, he's playing, right?
Yeah.
He played last year?
My son went to a birthday party, basketball theme.
Huh?
Gets a pack of NBA cards.
Yeah.
He literally gets a Trae Young rookie card.
Okay.
Could give less than zero Fs about it.
Because he's not Patrick Beverly.
His last pull was Patrick Beverly, and it blew his mind. And he runs up to me, Dad, it was my last pull. Look, it was my last pull.
What does that mean, last pull? Like,
so, like, when you're like a Pokemon card person, you pull these
and
cards
react.
And you react.
So it's like unboxing.
It's unboxing. So it was his last pull of the deck. Let's say there was six cards.
Here we go. What is it?
Eight cards.
That's fun.
And he hadn't gotten a Clipper, and he was like, this whole pack was a waste. And then he pulled his favorite Clipper, Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly.
So
is Patrick Beverly's just like a picture of a guy kicking somebody and yelling and hitting the floor and then being awesome? I love Patrick Beverly.
His
so
trading
much.
Card is him getting a T. So, which he got tonight, by the way. It's like his preseason promise.
The way he charges referees.
But the ball don't lie, because DeMar DeRozan missed off
but
that
the
team.
Way he charges referees, he's lucky he doesn't get thrown
tossed
out every game.
I agree.
He comes running at them like Popeye.
I'm gonna go
running
back
after
to my
Bluto.
I'm gonna go, yes, very dated reference. I'm gonna go back to my earlier statement.
He runs after him like a caveman chasing after a
He's like a young Felix the cat, just going, he doesn't make sound because we didn't have talkies back then. So here's the thing about Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell going to the All-Star game.
Mm.
The Clippers go ahead and win themselves a championship.
Oh, yes.
Or two.
Ah!
Our perennial conference finals are a perennial conference finals team, which we obviously have never done in franchise history. But we win ourselves a title or two with our 420 Club Four Horsemen guys. Then much like that Detroit Pistons team that had Rasheed Wallace, that had Chauncey Billups, that had Tayshaun Prince. Remember when, like, all of a
ben
sudden...
Ben Wallace?
Big Ben Wallace. And then there was a fifth guy. I don't remember. Regardless, there was that All-Star game where every...
Tayshaun Prince.
Already said.
Tayshaun Prince.
Got it. Nailed it. There was an All-Star game where the coach blew the coach called timeout, and literally the Pistons cleared the bench at an All-Star game, and it was like all Pistons. It was great.
Yeah.
We have to win in order for Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell to get the credit that they deserve, and they're going to be coaches' picks. They're not going to be fan picks. And, you know, I think Paul George is healthy.
Paul George is a fan pick, and Kawhi Leonard obviously was and literally is a fan pick. But those four guys are all going to go once we start winning. Draymond Green is not an all-star, but he is an all-star because he won so much. Statistically, he shouldn't be there, but he was there.
Well, I mean, look, the Golden State Warriors captured America's attention for a moment in time.
Yes.
And that may not be over. Like, let's get real
it's
for a second.
It's over now.
Yes. But let's really keep it real. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green are an incredible core to build a team around, and they're going to get a pick, and they've got nice players
around
them. What's
his name? D'Angelo Russell.
And D'Angelo Russell has been playing nice. They could be really great next year. They really could.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I want them to come back.
I'm talking about this Clipper team.
Yeah, sure.
These Clippers win some chips, get there. Detroit Pistons won one chip. They went and lost, but they were Eastern Conference. They were mainstays in the finals. They went like 9 years in a row or something stupid. So the Clippers need to win, and then these guys will get there. Because Lou Williams said, like, well, what is it about? Is it about winning? Because we are winning, and how come I'm not an all-star? And I'm paraphrasing. The reason is because regular season wins aren't going
to
get you.
Also,
there.
Sixth man of the year doesn't get brought onto the All-Star team.
Ask Jamal Crawford. All right, so it was a big show.
There's too many really great
starters.
A lot of Clippers, you know.
Sexy stars on the show.
The thing is, we go on and on, and we appreciate you sticking around this long. And if you stuck around this long, maybe you could stick around long enough to go onto iTunes or your favorite platform
it's
and
so
give us
easy.
Some five
it's
stars
so
and some
easy.
Fancy reviews.
You're right on your phone. You just scroll your thumb to the podcast app that's probably already open.
You're
or
literally staring
it's
at
a
Instagram.
Thumb swipe away.
You're looking at Instagram longer than you need to.
Sure.
It would take you that amount of time just to go on and give us a sweet, sweet five star.
Sweet,
review.
Sweet five star. What's crazy is we're the longest running Clippers podcast, but we don't have the most reviews. It's embarrassing.
No, I'm not embarrassed by it because I don't care about reviews. I just like to hang out with my best friend, watching the team we love, cheering it up, and entertaining our friends and fans.
Well, I was about to do a reverse to my own horn.
Toot, 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 toot.
Why would it start with a toot?
Because it starts with a T and ends with a T, you
God,
weirdo.
No, I'm super embarrassed.
It's a palindrome. Isn't that a palindrome?
It is a palindrome, and we actually had a
yesterday
palindrome yesterday two D's ago.
Two D's a D.
It was
O two O two O two O two O.
Whoa.
I know, dude.
Rise to vote, sir. Is also one. It's from The Simpsons. I don't know any others.
I'm legit bored right now. Had me and Lesby.
I won't.
You're just
gonna
keep going?
No, I won't. I want to just really just come, just like.
Can I sound the horn in a way that is appropriate?
I will not end the show on that. Won't you? Won't you, Chris Wilde? This just in, Clipper Nation, Pat Beverly. Oh, yeah. Heart and soul of the Clippers, Patrick Beverly, headed to the All-Star Weekend to participate in the Skills Challenge Contest. Go, Pat. Go, Clips. Go, Kawhi.